This listener essay by Jean Bolgatz is entitled Surprise in the Attic.
About a year ago, Ryan, our grandson, needed pictures of his great-grandparents for a school assignment, so I headed for the attic. I rarely risk going up there in winter, except to bring down Christmas tree ornaments and such. But a promise is a promise. After lugging 11 old cigar boxes downstairs and going through them with only partial success, one great-grandfather was missing. I continued the search, this time wearing a hard hat and carrying a flashlight. I decided to tackle first the pile of luggage on the eastern side of the attic. On the top layer were some reasonably redeemable briefcases and duffel bags. But then came a layer of old medical supplies, crutches, a bedpan, and dozens of small boxes of discarded ace bandages. And I was nowhere near the floorboards. Patience, patience, I must not disappoint Ryan. Heaving the last of the small boxes into the garbage bag, which would become their final resting place, I returned to the pile for another look. Soon I spied the broken hasp of a flat wooden trunk. It opened easily enough, emitting a whiff of dusty yellowing paper, which made me sneeze. Something lumpy, wrapped in tissue paper, had been tied with a faded narrow pink ribbon, and this I handled carefully. Next came a small box of letters, which I carried downstairs to examine in better light. To my astonishment, what was revealed in the letters was evidence of a long-forgotten ancestor, evidence that had been buried these many years under sheaves of letters, documents, records, and so on. This person had written a letter and put it in a now-crumpled envelope, marked "Not to be opened before her 30th birthday." Intrigued, I pulled the letter out of its envelope. There was no date on it, no address. The handwriting was well formed, so the writer must have had some education. There were 4 pages of the writing, and at the end, no signature. Who was this mysterious stranger who had lodged in our attic for so long? Upon rereading the letter, it became clear that she was a woman. A very young woman, to judge from the breathless style of her communication, good-humored, though not witty, and optimistic. She wrote of high hopes for the future and of her enjoyment of a circle of friends. There was no mention of family, and therefore nothing I could use to locate her on our family tree, or even, indeed, in the 20th century. Perhaps she was not an ancestor, but rather someone whose correspondence had been either treasured or hidden, or both. Putting that letter aside, I pulled out a second one, whose writing seemed to resemble that of the first letter. It, too, lacked a date or an address. It was not in an envelope. While I had rather liked the young author of the first letter, I came to have no admiration for this writer. She, I assume again, was presumptuous and authoritarian, giving advice to her parents on how to parent, and apparently how to manage some financial affair that she admitted she did not understand, possibly the sale or purchase of a house. She was decidedly against the transaction. Here I found myself possibly closer to solving the mystery, because the writer did allude to her brother, although not by name. The whole tone of the letter was unpleasant. Gone was any vestige of the girlish enthusiasm of the first epistle. But there was a third letter, too, the last from the little pile, this one in a different hand. It was written in pencil on long yellow sheets of foolscap, and it, too, seemed to address itself to elders. It started abruptly, saying that this was the last and only time that the writer would communicate on the subject, since, and here I quote, "You and Jeannie seem to have decided against helping me provide a home for..." The rest of the page was indecipherable, as if the paper had been left out in the sun too long. I at least knew that this writer and the previous one were brother and sister, and that some family quarrel had arisen in regard to property. Was that all I would learn about our attic visitor? The jury was out until about a month after the search on Ryan's behalf, when I came upon an envelope addressed, "Not to be opened until her 70th birthday," in a drawer containing an outdated passport of mine. With that came the revelation of the identity of the mysterious ancestor in the attic. It was myself, half a century ago. That long-forgotten self had passed on to me her habit of writing a letter to herself every decade, a legacy that I treasure. I only hope that she had also bequeathed to me her optimism, and not the presumptuous and arrogant aspects of her nature.
A listener essay by Jean Bolgatz. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.